Now, multiple government agencies and private companies have been compromised by a cyber espionage operation reportedly directed by Russian intelligence. The exact scope and impact of the hack is still unknown, but the Departments of State, Defense, and Homeland Security were a few of the groups apparently targeted. It's one of the biggest attacks of its kind. It comes after billions of dollars of spending to build up the country's cyber defenses and responses. Nicole Perlroth covers cybersecurity and digital espionage for the New York Times. She's author of the forthcoming book, This Is How They Tell Me the World Ends, The Cyber Weapons Arms Race. Nicole, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of targets in this attack. Spell out the basics for us. How did apparently Russian hackers, we'll talk about the attribution in a minute, but how did the attackers get in and what did they get to?
Well, what we know so far is that they got in through a software update that they had compromised with a backdoor from a company called SolarWinds. SolarWinds is a company that just allows IT administrators to look at their network, see who's on it, attach to the cloud, see what devices people are using and from where, and just get a general lay of the land of their network. They rolled out this software update. Unbeknownst to them, it had been compromised by Russia's intelligence hackers. That went out, we know, back in March. So for the last 9 months, This backdoor has been sitting in the networks of a number of federal agencies, among them the State Department, parts of the Pentagon, the Departments of Commerce, Treasury, and the list goes on. And we're finding out about new compromises pretty much on the hour. But SolarWinds is also used by 425 of the top Fortune 500. And so the extent of this damage could go much further. And the hard part here is that we had no idea this was happening. The NSA had no idea this was happening. As far as we know, the only reason we found out about it is because FireEye, a cybersecurity firm here in the Bay Area, was itself hacked and in the course of unraveling its own attack discovered that it had been attacked through SolarWinds and that many of our own federal agencies have been attacked. Breached as well.
It seems like there's pretty general consensus that this came from Russia. How do we know something like that?
Well, we know from some of the clues that were left behind in the FireEye attack that this was a nation state. This was beyond anything that a cyber criminal group could do. What we're looking at is a nation state hacker who not only got into these networks through what we call a supply chain attack through SolarWinds, but also used completely bespoke custom tools along the way, went as far as setting up their attack infrastructure on computers in some of the very small towns and cities that some of their victims were based, disguised their tools in such a way that is highly sophisticated, and used custom tooling that we had never seen in a previous attack. Along the way, there's been some attribution specifically to Russia's SVR intelligence agencies. But at this point, it seems like that assumption is largely just based on the sophistication of the actor, the fact that they were in these systems for 9 months and did nothing to try to profit from them or destroy them, and that some of the techniques used mimicked a previous SVR attack on the State Department a couple of years ago when the same group actually attacked the State Department and even parts of the White House.
As you mentioned, there's more information coming out every day here. There's a lot we don't know still about what's been compromised. How bad is it so far, just from what we know right now?
Well, so far, we think we're looking at probably one of the worst cyber attacks to hit federal agencies in decades. The closest attack that I can compare this to was the China attack on the Office of Personnel Management a few years ago when China made off with records for anyone who had applied for a security clearance, including their full medical histories, their fingerprints, and that was a huge counterintelligence win for China. This appears to be similar in that it was aimed at espionage and counterintelligence, but the scope of it could be much, much broader. And, you know, that was just on one, the China attack was just on one federal agency. This is across agencies, and we're starting to get a sense that the government was caught completely flat-footed and is still trying to figure out the extent of the attack. And, you know, it's not that Russia just doesn't come through one back door, like the SolarWinds entry point, and then that's it. Usually they come in, they plant custom back doors, they breach other systems. So, you know, over the weekend, CISA, the agency at the Department of Homeland Security that's charged with our cybersecurity, put out an emergency directive and told everyone to power down their SolarWinds systems and unplug them as much as they can. That's a very rare order, but all it does is stop the bleeding. It will be a long time before we truly understand the scope of the breach.
We've been hearing from years from the federal government across a couple of administrations that cybersecurity was going to be a real big priority. We've seen investment in it. Talk about it. Is it surprising that this major attack happened, given that in theory we had our eye on the ball?
It's very surprising because we just went through the 2020 election where we were all looking at potential foreign interference in the election. We were, assured that the systems were not breached, and that still appears to be the case. But the problem is that while we were all so focused on the election, it appears that hackers were just focused on getting into our federal agencies, including the agency that's charged with defending critical networks and the election, the Department of Homeland Security.
As we wrap up, Nicole, what are you watching for next to see what the fallout is going to be from this?
Well, unfortunately, I think we're just going to be watching for the continued drumbeat of new agencies that were hit. We're going to try to understand what does that mean? Were these hackers able to migrate into classified networks? And if they were, what was stolen? Who in the private sector was hit? Banks are some of SolarWinds' big customers. We know about FireEye, but what other cybersecurity firms may have used these systems and been breached as well? You know, it's just going to be a constant list, basically, we're going to be adding to of different victims in the private and public sector.
Nicole, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Nicole Perlroth covers cybersecurity and digital espionage for the New York Times. She talked to us today about this cyber attack attributed to Russia that targeted U.S. Treasury, State Department, Homeland Security, and other federal agencies and private businesses.